We're also joined by Rhode Island Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
Mayor, the city ended the last fiscal year with a structural deficit of about $15 million. Why hasn't Providence been able to wipe that out?
Well, let's just put it this way. I mean, you have to remember where we started. We looked at a structural deficit of $110 million. And as it stands now, the structural deficit is about $5 million. And I think you'll see that when our fiscal year ends in a couple of days. And so we've come a long way. There's a lot of work that we've done to reduce our deficit from $110 million structural deficit. And think of all the things that we've done from renegotiating every single labor contract to closing schools to getting help from our tax-exempt universities to reforming our pensions to getting help from the General Assembly to getting help from our taxpayers. Think about everything that we've done over the last couple of years. It hasn't been easy, and we're very close to that finish line.
The latest budget in the city raises residential taxes throughout Providence. Why did you support this plan?
Well, the reason I proposed this plan is because we needed to balance the budget. That was something that was extremely important. We didn't raise taxes last year, something that people don't talk about and very few remember. And we needed to have additional revenue in order to balance the budget. We've made the cuts, I believe, all the cuts that we can make. And this is something that was important, that we make sure that we balance our budget. Our commercial tax rate is one of the highest. Actually, Lincoln Institute says the highest in the country. And that is not helpful when you're trying to attract business into the city. And the reason it's the highest is because it's easier to raise taxes on commercial property than it is on residential property. I get that. But I want to make sure to grow our economy, get people back to work, and make Providence more attractive to everyone. And by the way, the one thing I would add on that as well is if you look at our tax rate, our owner-occupied single-family tax rate, we are lower than Cranston, we're lower than Warwick, we're lower than many cities and towns in the state. So something that people should know as well.
Let's go to Scott.
You know, one of the problems that's vexed just about every recent mayor, maybe for a generation or more, has been the fate of the city's schools. Now, I'm wondering what you can do about the problem of absenteeism, which still seems to be too high. And I know you're the first Latino mayor of Providence, and this must also pain you, but the Latino dropout rate is significantly higher than it is for Caucasian groups.
Yeah, well, I think improving schools is extremely important, Scott, and it's important for many reasons. One is to prepare the next generation of leaders. Two is to help promote economic development. Three is for public safety as well, more educated populace, and I think you'll have less crime as well. One of the things that I'm doing, you know, we're an all-America city for grade-level reading, one of 14 cities across the country to win that designation. And grade-level reading is focused on reading at grade level by third grade. Three components: early childhood education, absenteeism, ending chronic absenteeism, and also addressing summer learning loss. So we're doing everything we can to start addressing absenteeism and letting parents know we need kids in school, and also letting the kids know we need you in school. This is important. This is extremely important. One of the things I'm doing as well, I have gone to every kindergarten classroom in the city of Providence, and I have a book, How to Do Well in School. I was funded by a foundation, and hand out that book to everyone and go through an exercise with the kids about what they need to do. And that's been important as well, because I'm trying to start as early as I possibly can with them to let them know education's important. We need you in school. We need you to learn every single day, and the sky's the limit.
Now, you know, the problem is, though, you seem to focus on early education, but then we seem to lose a lot of kids in the middle grades, and then we have this significant high school dropout problem.
Well, one of the things is this. First of all, if you are not reading at grade level by third grade, you're much more likely to drop out of high school. Research shows that. So that's part of why we're doing that. Second thing is, we actually are focusing on middle school with Providence After School Alliance. And the research has shown that the work that we do there has actually helped with absenteeism as well. So we are focused on that as well. It's not just the high school kids, and we're expanding into high school as well. By the time they get to high school, some of them are already behind, and we believe that leads to the dropout. So what we're trying to do is make sure that when they get to high school, they're not behind, that they're ready to go, and that they already have the vision in terms of knowing that they need to go to college.
I have two quick follow-ups on Scott's question. Are you satisfied with what the Providence School Department is doing to help students meet test-based graduation requirements?
Well, we have a program, Ian, to prepare our kids for the test-based requirements, the NECAP requirement. I've gone to every single high school and met with parents and students, some of whom are have to take the NECAP again to graduate next year. And we're going to provide as many services as possible to make sure that all of our kids are ready to graduate. So we have a program that's pretty active, and we'll continue to do that because we need to make sure our kids succeed.
Should the state reverse course on the NECAP requirement?
Well, I've written about this. I'm not supportive of the NECAP requirement. That does not mean I'm not supportive of testing. The reason I'm not supportive of the NECAP requirement is because it was never designed to be this type of test. And because we're going to the Common Core curriculum along with almost every single state in the country, and there will be a new test, the PARC assessments, that will be conducted, administered in a couple of years. And I think that's what we should use. And it's also tied to the curriculum. So that's my view on that. But right now the law is NECAP, and so we're preparing our kids to make sure that they can pass the NECAP.
One of the city's greatest assets is one that I think too many of us take for granted. That's the Providence Water Supply Board and the Scituate Reservoir. I know for infrastructure help that the city is now in front of the Public Utilities Commission asking for a 24% increase in water rates. You also asked the General Assembly this year, Brett Smiley, head of the Water Board in Providence, to take over the system and get it off the city and start a new Ocean State Water Authority, much like the Narragansett Bay Commission. What's in there for Providence in the new authority? And why do we need a 24% increase in our water rates?
Well, let me just say something. I mean, the Providence Water Supply Board is one of the best in the country. And that's not the mayor saying that. That's actually, we've been rated one of the best in the country in terms of the water. In terms of the increase that the Water Supply Board is seeking, I think it's important to note the last time that they sought an increase, which I know was several years ago. I don't remember how many years, Scott, but I know it was several years ago. The other thing people should know is that it's going to the infrastructure that is so necessary to maintain our water supply. You don't realize how important water is until you have to boil it. And so that's something that's
yes.
important. And the last piece I'll mention in terms of the Regional Water Authority, I think we need to look at regionalization, not just in water, but I think in many, many services across Rhode Island. And I think that the Water Authority and the idea of the regionalization is really to improve water distribution throughout the state and be more effective in terms of doing that. And so that's something that I think is important. But as I said, I think regionalization is a concept that we need to explore more and more in the state of Rhode Island.
Are you disappointed that the General Assembly didn't go to work on this earlier?
Well, no, I mean, I think, let's be fair to the General Assembly here. And I would just say, I mean, when you think about when it was introduced, how late it was introduced, I certainly can understand that. And so we'll hopefully have an opportunity to discuss this. I think it's something that shouldn't be rushed and that people need to know more about it, because I don't want anyone to think that we're trying to push anything through. This is something that I think will be good for the state overall. I think we've seen that with the Narragansett Bay Commission. I think we could see it with the new Water Authority.
Mayor, has Governor Chafee been an effective leader in trying to improve Rhode Island's economy?
Well, I'll tell you what. You've heard me talk about the governor, and I think the fact that he's a former mayor certainly has been helpful to cities and towns. It's been disappointing to see that I don't think he's been able to get many proposals through the General Assembly, including this last budget, in terms of some of the aid that he wanted to give to distressed cities and towns. So we need to accelerate job growth in the state of Rhode Island, and that's something that we all, as elected officials, should be working toward.
If you were a philosopher king, or perhaps even governor of Rhode Island, how would you do that? How would you accelerate job growth in Rhode Island?
Well, I think one of the things that we need to do is really change our business climate and make it more attractive to businesses from across the region. And that there's no one thing that you can do. I think you have to do several things. I think we have to improve education, because as you look to places that have good economic growth, they have good education systems. I think that that's not only for the workforce, by the way, that's to prepare the future leaders of tomorrow. I think we need to take advantage of our natural resources, like our port, our location, our size. I think we need to help our companies who are here, and we've seen a lot of good entrepreneurs, foster that growth and create a climate that really encourages that growth, because that's where we're going to see more and more growth going on. I'm excited about working with our universities and in terms of helping growth in the Knowledge District, and I think Brown University will be hearing more about possible work at the Dynamo House, something that I'm very excited about. So there's a lot that we have to do, but I also think we need to change the confidence that people, the confidence level in Rhode Island. We need to remind people we can do great things. We're a great state, and we have amazing people, and we can accomplish great things. And that's something that's very important for us to do.
We're out of time, so we have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us, Scott.
Thank you.
And Providence Mayor Angel Taveras.
Thank you.